Flicker finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Jack, look out! Give me a medic! Medic!
He's losing pressure. I need 10 cc.
It happened so fast, he was hit before I could do anything.
How bad is it?
We don't know. We just don't know.
Please tell me he's not gonna die.
Why should I help you?
I'm offering you your freedom, Dina. You and Baruz will be put in a witness protection program. You'll be given new names, identities, everything.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to go to Fayed and tell him that you need to speak to Marwan.
He won't let me through his front door, let alone get near Marwan.
He will when you tell him that you've got a hostage that can help him.
Who?
Me.
What if Fayed doesn't believe us?
Then we're both dead.
Hold the door! Put the gun over there! Do it!
What is it?
A woman named Dinaras came to me.
What does she want?
She wants to bring you a hostage.
A CTU agent named Jack Bauer.
You caused me a lot of trouble, Mr. Bauer.
Marwan demands that Dina prove her loyalty.
Kill him.
Dina holds a gun to Jack's head. At the last moment, she fires at Marwan, but the gun is empty.
Just what I thought.
Two thugs drag Jack towards the waiting vehicles while Dina is forcibly led away into a graffiti-daubed side room and shot.
Meet them at the hotel.
I'll need his entire flight package, including clearance and identification codes.
You'll have whatever you need.
Get your things. We got a plane to catch.
Let me talk to my family.
Your family is dead, and so are you.
Anderson shoots John in the chest, and his body collapses neatly into the trunk of his car. He rips off his dog tags and slips them into his pocket. Anderson swipes John's pilot pass at a security door and enters the aircraft hangar.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Michelle to Edgar.
Edgar, have you found any way to locate Jack?
We're trying, but Marwan wasn't stupid. He covered his tracks.
Michelle.
What do we have, Chloe?
The local PD found the van that Jack and Dina were in.
Where?
It was abandoned at an industrial warehouse at the far end of San Fernando Road. Dina's body was in it.
Okay. Tell local police to look for witnesses. We need a license plate, something to follow. Edgar, pull up satellite from 8:45 to 9 o'clock.
I'm on it.
All right, everyone, listen up. Jack Bauer is missing. There's a good chance he's being held by our primary target, Habib Marwan. Because we believe Marwan is preparing for another domestic attack today, we need to pool all our resources to find him. All comm teams coordinate with Edgar. Thank you.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Kim Raver as Audrey Raines, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, Rico Aylesworth as Michelle Dessler, and William Devane as Secretary James Heller. Created by Joel Cernow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Jack wakes up to find himself lying in the back of a van, staring at the boot of one of his captors. In the front seat, Marwan receives a call. Jack pretends to be still unconscious.
Yes?
There's a problem.
What?
Got onto the base and threw both layers of security using the pilot's ID. Just as I was about to do a pre-flight check, they grounded the plane.
Why?
Checking a trouble sensor. They might have to swap out a defective part.
Marwan turns his head to check that Jack is not listening.
How long will it take?
I don't know yet.
Resolve this now. It's time to earn your money, Mr. Anderson. Your window of opportunity on the target closes in an hour.
I understand.
Anderson notices a flight mechanic busy working in one corner of the hangar. He hurries past ground crew equipment and shelves of spare aeroplane parts to talk to him.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
You working on the Phoenix?
Hey, it's Captain. Send me down from Hawkins. You taking her up?
That's the plan. What's the ETA on getting me into the air?
Well, the trouble sensor was correct, sir. There was a hairline fracture on one of your strut pins. But replacement won't be until morning.
Is that the only problem? Strut pin?
Well, yes, sir, but it'd be one hell of a problem if you tried to land. Rear assembly would disintegrate on impact. Only way out would be to parachute out and hope the jet doesn't come down on anyone.
Did you make your report to the chief mechanical officer?
I'm just about to head over there right now, Captain. And then I'm going to head up to Ventura for a little R&R.
It sounds great. Don't let me hold you up.
All right, thanks, sir.
Anderson shoots the mechanic dead. 9:05.
Thanks.
Tony to Michelle.
Emmy says Dean has been dead for less than 30 minutes. We can only assume that that's when Marwan grabbed Jack.
What's the search range on Jack and Marwan?
1,500 square miles, but it's increasing by the minute.
What about chatter?
Well, I filtered through everything that came from Langley, NSA, and Interpol. None of it's correlating right now.
And volume?
It's actually slowing down, which may mean that we've incurred all the damage we will today.
Or it could be the calm before the storm.
Yeah. The one thing we know for sure is if Jack's alive, he'll find a way to contact us.
We just have to wait until we pick up a threat on Marwan.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yep.
So I heard Jack called you earlier today.
Yeah.
And that you saved his life?
Well, we both know I owed him one, right?
Tony sees Audrey return to the concourse from the clinic.
Look, Audrey's been waiting for her husband to get out of surgery. I think we should tell her about Jack.
Why?
They're involved.
She's married.
Separated.
Well, then I'd prefer not to tell her anything.
Why?
Because we may have to make a very tough call on how Jack's capture plays out.
Well, Michelle, she's a professional. She knows that's a possibility. I think it'd be wrong to keep it from her.
I don't want her interfering.
I think she has a right to know. Hey, you're the boss. It's your call.
Excuse me.
How's Paul doing?
He's still in surgery. I won't know until he gets out. Have you heard anything from Jack?
Jack is missing.
Missing?
We think he was taken by Habib Marwan.
Oh my God. What are we doing to get him back?
Everything we can.
How did this happen? I thought we were tracking him. He's supposed to be protected.
No one is fully protected in the field.
Who is in charge of this operation?
I was.
Get him back, Michelle.
End of part one. 2:07. Jack is dragged through an abandoned warehouse and handcuffed to a chain wrapped around a concrete pillar by the same two thugs. Marwan appears.
I have a few simple questions. If you answer, then there's a chance you might survive today.
Don't waste your time.
You located me through a man named Joseph Fayed, who you might be interested to know has since martyred himself. It would help me if I knew he was the only link you had to me.
Whatever you've planned next is going to fail, just like everything else you've tried today.
Fail? Almost 40 dead in a train crash, many more near the San Gabriel Island nuclear plant.
That wasn't really your plan, was it? We managed to stop the other 103 power plants from melting down. That's what America will remember, that we stopped you.
No. They'll remember the image of Secretary of Defense Heller held hostage on your own soil, and it will burn in their psyches. This country will forever be afraid to let their leaders appear in public.
For all the hatred that you have for this country, you don't understand it very well. Whatever you throw at us, I promise you, that'll never happen.
Marwan leaves Jack hanging by his wrists. One of his men approaches him along a dilapidated corridor.
The one we have a problem.
What is it?
The family of the pilot that we killed.
What about them? We disposed of the bodies, right?
Yes, but a relative showed up at the house and became suspicious when no one was home. He called the police while we're now looking into it.
Has it gotten to CTU yet?
No. But this man was a military pilot.
It will be flagged by other agencies and we'll get to CTU within the hour. What do you think we should do?
We have to make sure CTU is too busy to realize its significance. Distract them.
How?
Marwan glances through a broken window at Jack and has an idea.
Tell me about the boy.
What boy?
Cruz Arras.
What do you care about him for?
Does CTU have him in custody?
Yes, he's safe.
You answered the question, but are you telling me the truth?
Call CTU, ask him yourself.
Marwan and the two guards quickly leave the room. Jack tugs at the chain above his head and spots a telephone junction box on one side of the pillar. He heaves himself up onto his knees to have a closer look, his wound smarting at his side. Meanwhile, Chloe sits frustrated at her workstation, impatiently tapping at the keys of her computer. She contacts Edgar by video phone.
Edgar, what's the new password for the central server?
I'll get you one.
No, don't get me on. Just give me the password so I can access it whenever I want to.
It's not your area anymore.
What are you talking about? You work for me.
No, I worked for you. Worked. With an ED at the end? Past tense?
Edgar, I've been reinstated. So quit being territorial and just give me the password.
No.
Annoyed by Edgar, Chloe crosses the concourse to ask Curtis to straighten him out.
Curtis, could you please explain to Edgar that I've been rehired to resume my position as head of comm?
Things have changed, Chloe. Edgar took over for you. You'll be working for him now.
You're kidding. Michelle called me in because things were falling apart here under Edgar. Now give me my command or I walk.
You have equal authority. Just on paper, it has to look like you work for him.
Well, I'm not going to do that. It's a matter of principle.
You'll be bumped up to a term 4 analyst. That's a 35% increase in salary, plus bonus.
Well, I should be getting that anyway, and that's not my point. Edgar works for me.
Not today, Chloe.
Fine. What's the password to the central server?
CIS-15A.
Thanks.
Curtis, a man who said this Habib Marwan is on line one. He wants to speak to the director of CTU.
Put it through a high-risk filter, activate all tracers and recorders. Michelle, someone claiming to be Habib Marwan's online. He wants to talk to you.
Are you prepped for the call?
Yeah, take it there.
9-12. Michelle takes the call.
Put him through. This is Michelle Dessler, director of CTU.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Habib Marwan. Jack Bauer is alive and in my custody.
I'll need to speak to him.
I will return him to you unharmed in exchange for Beruz Arras. I will give you 10 minutes to secure clearances with your people.
I need more time before I can agree to that.
10 minutes. I will call you then with exact details on how the exchange is to proceed.
Did you get a trace?
No.
All right, confirm Marwan's identity off voice. And process Beruz Arras. We may need to move him.
Got it.
Why is Beruz Arras worth treating for Jack?
I don't know. Have all tactical teams meet me in the situation room.
Curtis makes a call. Meanwhile, Marwan glances at Jack through the broken window. As he looks away, Jack heaves himself up again and fiddles with the wires in the junction box. Marwan.
Have the local police sent the report about the pilot and his missing family to CTU yet?
I don't think so. But our contact at LAPD says that the report has been flagged. It will go out to all the agencies within the next 15 minutes.
CTU gets a hold of it even a minute too soon, they'll be able to stop us. You need to tell me the second that report gets released.
Yes, Marwan.
Marwan wants to exchange Jack Bauer for Beruz Arras. The obvious question is why?
The way I see it, there are two possibilities. One, there's a personal connection. Two, Beruz has information that can damage Marwan.
I agree. Edgar, have your team sift through everything we have on Beruz Arras. Go back as far as you can and see if there's a family link between him and Marwan. Did the initial interrogation reveal that Beruz knew anything that might make him valuable to Marwan?
No, but the main focus was on the mother. We really didn't push him very hard.
Curtis, push harder. See what you can find. But do it now. My guess is Marwan will want to make this exchange within the hour. Tony, monitor him from the observation room. Chloe, what do we have on audio?
I was able to get some voice memos from McLennan Forrester. The voice print matched. It was Marwan's.
How are you going to handle this?
The kid thinks his mother made a deal to protect him. First thing I have to do is let him think that deal's off.
No, we can't use a psychological approach. It's too slow.
What are you suggesting?
Well, I think he's just gonna drag his feet unless we put some physical pressure on him.
He's just a scared kid. I'm pretty sure he's given us everything he knows.
You're pretty sure?
I'll call Richards.
Tony.
Go ahead, I'll catch up.
Have you heard anything on Jack?
Yeah, we just got some information a couple minutes ago.
Why didn't you let me know?
I'm sorry, Audrey, but things are going pretty fast here. Look, Jack's alive. He is being held by Marwan.
How did you confirm that?
Marwan contacted us.
He contacted you? Why would he do that?
He wants to make a trade. Jack for Beirut.
When is that gonna happen?
Well, we don't know if it is gonna happen.
What do you mean?
Look, if he wants to make this trade, it means that Beirut has tactical value. If that's the case, then we may have to hold on to him. Look, there's a lot of stuff we have to go over before anything happens. I'll keep you posted, but right now I have to get in that room with Beirut, all right?
Thank you.
9:20. Curtis to a monitoring operative.
All right. Keep it at that level. Let me know if the readings fluctuate.
Tony joins Curtis in the observation room next to Beirut's holding room. Richards prepares his syringes for Beirut's torture.
Remember, he doesn't know that his mother's dead.
I know.
Curtis enters the holding room.
Hello, Bruce.
How much longer do I have to stay here?
These things take time.
Where's my mother?
She's still in the field.
With Jack Bauer? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Curtis grabs Beirut by the scruff of the neck and forces him against the wall.
Tell me about Habib Marwan.
Why are you doing this?
Habib Marwan, your mother gave us a little information. She said you could give us some more.
You promised you wouldn't hurt me, please! Get this guy away from me!
Back over here.
Just gonna have a little talk.
Marwan's the leader. That's all I know. I heard my parents talk about him, that's it.
Curtis glances through the one-way mirror towards Tony.
Go ahead.
Richards enters with a full syringe.
What are you gonna do? What is he gonna do to me?
Sorry, Bruce. We just don't have a lot of time.
No! 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 Please don't do this! Please! No!
This is Marwan. Get me Michelle Dessler.
Miss Dessler, it's Marwan.
Everyone on this.
Michelle fixes an earpiece.
Mrs. Dessler.
Union Conduit Dam.
North entrance. 30 minutes.
I need to know Jack Bauer is still alive.
Very well. Michelle Dessler wants to make sure you're alive.
I'm being held in an abandoned warehouse somewhere downtown.
Satisfied?
I don't know if I can make this happen in 30 minutes.
You'll find a way.
Wait, I... Damn it.
CTU will never go through with the exchange. I'm expendable.
Yes, you are.
If Beirut is of value to you, he's of value to them. They'll never let you have him back.
9:23. Marwan leaves Jack to hang from the chain restraint. Meanwhile, one of his men notices something on his computer.
Marwan. The police report file has been distributed. In the next few minutes, CTU will be alerted that a military pilot and his family are missing.
All right.
A message flashes up on Edgar's screen reading LAPD hourly report log. Edgar contacts Chloe.
Chloe, the hourly from LAPD. What do you usually do with them?
I go through them and promote any flagged items to the analyst.
I can't do that now. I have to get ready for the call with Marwan.
Well, I can't do it either. I'm working on tracking Beirut, but I'd get on those hourlies if I were you.
Well, you're not me. I'll hand it off to Meg, tell her to sift through it and deal with any flagged items when we're done with the exchange.
Okay, boss.
Edgar calls Meg.
This is Meg.
Meg, hourly from local
law enforcement just came in. Chloe and I need you to sift through them.
Do you know how backed up we are down here?
Yeah, well, it's worse up here. Just do it, okay?
Fine. Send us a 4.
Edgar emails the log over to Meg and she begins to scroll through a long list of the latest police reports. Meanwhile, back at the aircraft hangar, Anderson approaches the chief mechanical officer, disguised as a mechanic.
Phoenix is ready to go.
I thought we were waiting on a part.
That's a good thing they called me in for a second opinion. Astrot's fine. It was just a faulty trouble sensor.
You sure?
Absolutely. I triple-checked it. It's just a false alarm. Here's my report.
Anderson hands the chief a clipboard. He carefully scrutinizes the paperwork.
All right. I'll clear it for takeoff.
As Anderson leaves, the chief makes a call.
This is Horder. Yeah, Phoenix is cleared for takeoff.
All right. 9:25. End of part two. Part three.
Were you able to narrow it down?
So far.
We need to get this out to all departments.
9:29. Chloe marches up to Audrey, who sits rubbing her forehead with fatigue.
Chloe, what's wrong?
Nothing. I mean, there's no bad news about Jack yet, if that's what you're asking. Since Jack and your father aren't here, you're the official DOD representative, so these are some standard non-disclosures.
No.
Just read them whenever you get a chance. I flagged where you need to sign.
I'll do that now.
As Audrey reaches for a pen, Chloe looks through the operating room window.
I'm really sorry about your husband.
Thank you.
I can't imagine how I'd be feeling right now if I were you.
I'm feeling like someone who's afraid of losing her husband.
No, I meant, you know, you and your husband are separated, and you fall in love with Jack, I guess. And then they end up together, and your husband ends up taking a bullet that saves Jack's life. What do you do with that?
I can't think about that right now, Chloe, okay? I just need Paul to pull through this.
I mean, what about Jack? You just assume that the terrorists aren't going to kill him?
Chloe, I don't want to talk about it. Here.
I was inappropriately blunt, wasn't I? I do that a lot. Sorry, I'm going to go. I have a field meeting anyway.
Audrey stares through the window at Paul. Curtis to Beruze.
When you said your father spoke tomorrow, was that on the phone or did he come to your house?
Both.
Did you ever speak to Marwan alone, away from your parents?
No.
And when they made the preparations for today's attacks, were you in the room?
I told you.
They didn't want me in there.
Almeida.
Tony, the briefing's about to start.
All right, I'll be right there. If he produces something relevant, let me know. I'll be in the briefing.
Yes, sir.
Meg contacts Chloe, who's back at her workstation.
O'Brien.
Chloe, is anything you're doing up there yielding a military connection?
No, why?
It may be nothing, but the county hourlies contain an incident report that might be worth looking at.
What is it?
An Air Force pilot's wife and kids were reported missing as of 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago? How can someone be missing in 2 hours?
I don't know, Chloe. I'm just telling you what it says here. Should I run it?
No, we have to do it up here.
Then why did you send it down here in the first place?
That was Edgar's executive decision.
Should I give it to you?
No, I'm the primary tactical on the trade for Jack. Give it to Edgar.
He said he's too busy.
Just run it through county and get it to him.
Okay.
Meg downloads the log onto a disk and slips it into a jewel case. Chloe to Edgar.
Edgar.
What?
Meg found something in the hourly. She's going to get it to you. I need you to look at it. I'm preparing for this briefing.
Can't Meg do it?
No, it's the job of the lead tactical. Isn't that what you think you are?
I don't need your sarcasm, okay? I'll take care of it.
Fantastic.
9:33. Audrey arrives on the main concourse and after a quick conversation with Meg, approaches Tony.
Hey, is this briefing about the trade for Jack?
Yeah, Marwan called us again.
Has a decision been made whether to go through with it or not?
No, that's going to be decided in this meeting.
By whom?
Division. Look, they sent someone down to Red Point.
Is Division thinking about not going through with this exchange?
Honestly, it could go either way. But I don't need to tell you that Jack would want to do what's best for the operation in this country, not what's best for him.
I know.
I'll let you know what's going on as soon as I can.
All right, thanks, Tony.
En route, Michelle to Tony.
Were you able to get anything out of Bruce?
I don't think he knows anything. But, Curtis is still trying.
Okay. Bill. Are you up to speed?
Yeah, I got briefed on the way here.
All right, everyone, listen up. This is Bill Buchanan from Division. He'll be overseeing the operation. All department heads run everything through him. Bill?
In less than half an hour, Habib Marwan wants to make an exchange with the Union Conduit Dam. Baruz Arraz for Jack Bauer. Now, before we decide whether or not to go forward, I need to know a few things. Why does Marwan want the boy? What's his value?
We were unable to find any evidence that Baruz had any critical information.
Did you push him?
Yeah. I don't think the kid knows anything.
Who's doing backgrounds?
Me. There's nothing that specifically ties these two people together. The parents, yes. Baruz, no.
Could Baruz have had something implanted in his body, something neither he nor his parents knew about?
No. We had him scanned when he was brought in.
Did you do an MRI?
Yeah.
I don't like giving something up unless I know its value. Let's talk about what happens if we don't agree to the exchange.
We don't get Jack Bauer back, for one thing.
That can't be the deciding factor here.
Well, most importantly, if we don't go through with this exchange, we may lose an opportunity to trap Marwan.
Marwan has to know that's what we're thinking. The chances of him actually being present at the exchange are small.
I agree, but we could put a tracer on Baruz. He might lead us to Marwan.
We tried to trace Dina, Arraz, and Jack an hour ago. Grab Jack and kill Dina.
We'll take a different approach. Use traces, two of them. One for Marwan to find, the other subcutaneous.
There's no guarantee he won't find that one, too.
No, sir. There are no guarantees, period. But the fact is, we have no viable leads on Marwan. We have to run with every chance we get.
Have Tactical finish up the profiles in 5 minutes. Let's get field teams on their way to the dam now.
How do you want to approach the site?
We'll figure that out when Marwan calls back with the details of the exchange. Go.
The team disperses. Meanwhile, Marwan calls Anderson, who waits in the aircraft hangar.
Yeah.
What's your status?
I should be airborne in 30 minutes.
Very well. Get Bauer.
9:35. The two thugs leap into action and strut down the corridor towards Jack. Jack just manages to join some wires together and short out the junction box before the two thugs arrive to see him as they left him, hanging from the chain. As they come close, Jack kicks one of them to the ground. Then as he attacks the second, the first hits Jack so hard across the face that he is immediately knocked unconscious by the force. Marwan comes to investigate. A henchman assures him that all is under control as they unlock Jack's handcuffs and carry him out of the warehouse. Unseen by the thugs, the wires in the junction box continue to spark. 9:41. Edgar.
No, we have to have the satellite repositioned before the exchange takes place.
Edgar, Chloe wants you to take a look at this when you have the time.
Hang on, let me write that down. Just put it right there. Thank you. Yeah, okay, got it.
Meg's disc sits on top of a large pile of other pending discs. Meanwhile, a theater nurse approaches Audrey.
Mrs. Rains, the doctor wanted me to tell you that your husband should be out of surgery within the next hour.
How's it going?
That's all he said.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Tony enters the clinic.
Audrey, any word on Paul?
We still don't know yet.
Look, I thought you wanted to know. We've decided to go ahead with the exchange. We're getting Beirut's ready right now.
It's not going to be as simple as that, is it?
These things are never simple, but, if Marwan really wants the kid, he's got no reason to hurt Jack.
And if he doesn't, and it's just a trap?
We'll be prepared. Our field agents will have the area fully covered.
Tony, will you be there?
No, I'm going to be running point from here. But Curtis will be on the ground.
Is the operational objective to get Jack?
No, it isn't. Audrey, we have to consider Jack expendable. This whole thing's about creating an exposure point for Marwan.
I know. Thank you for being straight with me, Tony.
Look, Jack's about the only friend I have left. So I'm gonna do everything I can to keep him safe. Right? Okay.
9:43. Audrey rests her head against the wall as the tears return. Behrouz is led out of the holding room by security and met by Curtis in a bulletproof vest. An agent prepares tracking devices.
What are you doing? Where are you taking me?
Habib Marwan offered to exchange one of her operatives for you. We accepted that offer.
What are you talking about? What does he want with me?
We don't know. But we'll be behind you every step of the way and recover you as soon as possible.
Does my mother know about this?
Yes.
You made a deal with her to put us both in witness protection.
And we'll do everything to abide by that deal.
Then don't do this!
That's not an option. Now put this watch on.
No! Get off me!
These devices will help us track you. And I give you my word, I'll do everything in my power for you.
He slips on a special watch.
Hang on, this'll stay. It's a microtracker implanted under your skin.
You don't care about me or your word. You're just using me.
Curtis nods to the security guards.
Let's go.
Edgar finally picks up Meg's disc just as Tony intervenes.
Edgar, I need you to sterilize a video feed to Curtis's van.
Tony, I'm stacked up. I got teams that make tactical uploads. These owlies need to be looked at. They're 30 minutes past due. And now I gotta put video together?
Video's a priority. I'll take care of the uploads.
What about the owlies?
Get on it as soon as the link's in place.
9:45. Behrouz is taken across the concourse by security. Tony to Chloe.
Is that tracker working?
The red dot is the decoy. When they find the watch and remove it, we can still trace the track from the back of his neck.
All right.
Edgar, make sure all cellular stations in that area put on auto trace.
Got it.
When our vehicles get within 2 miles of the dam on the west, have them hold. Nobody goes into that area until we hear from Marwan again.
All right, Castle and his team will be there as soon as possible. Behrouz is on his way. The tracer's in place.
We don't have time to send in sweep teams. Make sure it's not a trap.
We don't have a choice.
To you, Edgar Styles.
This is Marwan. Get Dessler.
Miss Tesla,
it's Marwan.
Michelle and Buchanan fix on earpieces.
This is Dessler.
I'm going to give you final instructions now. Make sure you follow them implicitly. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
How are you transporting Behrouz?
In one of our tactical vehicles.
Good. Now, approach via the frontage road. Pull up at the back gate of the dam and have Behrouz get out by himself and walk toward the gate. The van will be there to pick him up.
What about Jack Bauer?
He'll be in the van.
Buchanan shakes his head.
That doesn't work for me.
I want to see Jack before I give up Behrouz.
That's acceptable.
And I want him unharmed.
Your Boy Scout is just fine.
Okay.
Remember, Behrouz gets out by himself. If any of your agents interfere, Bauer dies.
Understood.
Don't be late.
Our vehicle's 5 minutes away.
And we'll see you in 5 minutes. That should keep them busy.
What do you want to do about Bauer?
As soon as we have Behrouz, we kill Bauer.
9:47. End of part three. Again, Jack finds himself waking up on the floor of a moving van. Unnoticed, he watches them closely as Marwan's henchmen converse in Arabic at the front of the van. Jack pretends to be out cold. In another car driving to the same rendezvous, Behrouz questions Curtis about the operation.
Who's going to protect me?
We are. That's why we put trackers on you.
You don't think Marwan will find them? He will.
Hopefully it won't come to that, Bruce.
What does that mean?
We're gonna have the area surrounded. We will protect you.
Why would you protect me? I'm nothing to you people. You think I'm a terrorist.
I don't believe you are.
Marwan is going to be there, why don't you just grab him when we get there?
He's probably not going to be there. We need you to lead us to him.
Oh, God.
It's going to be all right.
It's not.
Marwan has a sniper hidden on a roof at the rendezvous point.
I'm in position.
Does CTU have anyone there yet?
No, but Rashid has spotted vehicles at the edge of the access road. We think that it might be them.
Okay. Wait until the exchange. Then I'll give you the word to take out Bauer.
All right.
Once the trade is made, how much longer do we need to keep CTU distracted?
Ideally until we hit the target. In any event, as long as possible.
And what should my men do with Behrouz once we have him?
I haven't decided yet.
9:53. The sniper spots a pair of headlights approaching via the north frontage road, heading towards the back gate of the Union Conduit Dam, the agreed rendezvous for the exchange. It's Curtis with Behrouz in a CTU tactical vehicle. He opens the door and leads Behrouz by the arm towards the gate. The sniper calls Marwan to give him an update.
Yes.
They are here.
Good.
Send in the van.
I don't want to do this, please. I'm afraid.
I told you, Behrouz. We'll be behind you every step of the way.
What good will that do if he wants me dead?
He's not going through all of this just so he can kill you. All right.
Curtis and Behrouz look through the wire fence gate and see an approaching van. Curtis radios CTU.
All right, the van's here.
The van pulls up halfway along the dam, about 50 yards from the gate, and three men jump out, two hostiles and a captive.
This might be all we're gonna get. We could converge on him now.
Edgar, is there any indication that Marwan has other personnel or vehicles in the area?
No, just a van.
Marwan's not gonna be there.
If we close in now, they could take the van out themselves. We proceed.
Curtis, it's a go.
All right. I'm sending Behrouz. Go ahead. It's all right.
As Jack is pushed forward by Marwan's men, Behrouz opens the gate in the wire fence and begins the long walk along the top of the dam. Jack presses his arm into his side to dull the pain from his self-inflicted wound. Behrouz looks back in fear towards the gate. Curtis nods him on with grim encouragement. The sniper has them both in his sights.
Is my mother in the van? She was working with you. Where is she?
I don't know.
I don't want to die.
The two men grab Behrouz.
I've got Behrouz, and I've got Bauer in my sights.
Take him out.
The sniper fixes his aim on Jack as he walks towards the gate. Suddenly, a hidden CTU marksman takes him out.
Cover! Why'd you kill that kid?
Okay, he's in double bag. We'll be tracking.
All right, you two, secure the area. You two, let's go.
9:56. The van has gone and Behrouz with it. Curtis leads the chase while Jack calls Tony from one of the pursuit vehicles.
Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack.
Yeah, Jack, I got Buchanan and Michelle here. I'm putting you on speaker.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Look, Tony, I need you to pick up a phone matrix within a 20-mile radius of the dam.
What are you thinking?
I managed to short-circuit some phone lines in the building that I was being held. Look, if you can find two service obstructions at the same coordinates, we can get to Marwan.
I'm opening up an interface with the phone company right now.
Tony, we don't have a lot of time. Marwan was at the building when they moved me, but he's not going to stay there for long.
We have tactical teams ready to go. Once we get a location, I'll reposition them for assault.
Okay, I know the layout. I'll run point.
Copy that.
The van's heading west on center. Both trackers are registering so far.
Good. Let me know if anything changes.
Okay, I will.
One of Marwan's men searches Behrouz with sensors.
Marwan, we have the boy.
I know they will have placed tracking devices on him. Find them.
We are looking for them now.
When you've destroyed them, report back to me.
Very well.
He finds the watch and removes it from Behrouz's wrist.
Where's my mother?
Your mother is dead.
He smashes the watch.
No. I don't believe you.
The sensor locates another tracking device at the base of his skull. The man takes a flick knife and cuts it out.
What are you going to do to me?
No. Curtis.
We lost one of the tags. They found the decoy.
All right, how's the injector device looking?
Still tracking. Wait. No, it's not. They must have found it.
All right, can you get me a visual on the van?
Hold on.
Edgar finally starts to read the police report on Meg's disc. Highlighted are the words Captain John Hansen, USAF.
Yeah, Chloe.
We need a satellite pumped into the tactical server.
Chloe, I got something you should see.
Okay, I'll get to it. Right now we need that satellite to find Baruza Raz. Before they kill him.
I'm on it.
Edgar ejects the disc from his machine and slips the vital information back into the cozy obscurity of its jewel case and back into the growing pile of pending CDs. Meanwhile, Baruz fingers the back of his head and stares at the blood on his fingertips in pained disbelief. Jack and Curtis are in virtual pursuit of the van, and Tony waits patiently for the phone company to check through its grid and zero in on Jack's sabotage to the warehouse junction box.
We have a location from the phone company. I repeat, we have a location where Marwan was holding Jack. Edgar, download these coordinates to tactical right now.
Marwan to Anderson, who sits in an aeroplane cockpit.
Our window's closing.
We will only have this one opportunity. You've got to get into the air now.
No problem. I'm ready and on the move.
Anderson pilots the Phoenix, a state-of-the-art F-117A stealth fighter. He taxis out of the hangar and along the tarmac towards the runway. The end.